Bam Erickson here with Empire Season 3. We're back. You happy? All right, let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Jussie Smollett and Rumour Willis, Simple Song from last night.
I didn't know she could sing.
I didn't know she either.
Was she singing though? I felt like it was a bad lip sync. I don't know. Is this really her singing?
No, her voice.
That's still her voice.
It is?
Yeah,
I'm for sure that's
because
her voice.
Really? Joining the Q&A. Well, we'll talk about it in a second. Hey, what's up? I'm Bam Erickson. You can follow me on all social media at Bam Erickson.
I'm Jill Monroe. Welcome back. You can follow me at Stiletto Jill everywhere.
Hello, it's Robin with the V McSweeney. Glad to be back. And you can find me at B Stays Busy everywhere.
Thanks for joining us, guys. I'm Abigail Frere, and you can follow me on all social media at Abigail Frere.
Okay, so yes, she's singing. The reason that she was cast was because Jussie had heard her do a YouTube video and went to casting and was like, yo, we need to have her on the show. So I'm assuming she knows how to sing because Jussie saw her do a YouTube video.
Okay, look at Bam coming through with the backstory. I thought it was because her mom's going to be on later, but we can talk about that later.
We can, and knock that shade off,
all right? I was like, 25 seconds of that shade.
That's how the episode started with a lot of shade.
So let's go right into it because we have a lot to talk about. So Cookie and Lucius, this whole entire shots fired back and forth the entire episode. Lucius announces his Inferno project. Cookie's pissed that he's releasing music while Jamal is in rehab. So fire shots, get ready. Before we get in, well, speaking of fire shots, Remy Ma performed.
Go ahead, Remy. Take what else you can from this. No. Remy ethered, sheether, Nicki Minaj. She should have stopped at one.
Yes.
You know, Nicki made the popped hit, went and got Wayne and Drake to help her out. That's how it goes. She has the radio tune, but Remy won the street battle, and you know, she backed it up, dropping on Fox. So kudos to you, Remy. You'll never, she's not Nicki.
Yeah.
I don't mean it like as a diss. I'm just saying.
I
ran it back.
Yeah. She won't.
But you know, I mean, good for her.
And she's Sticky Fingers played.
He didn't. That's play. Not Sticky Fingers. He that's the play. Other one.
Was that Federal Star?
No, that's right. Yeah. You're right. That is Sticky Fingers.
But he played a different character. But whatever. It was great to see. It was great to see Remy Ma and Sticky Fingers. Performing.
Oh, he wasn't the same character that
was a different name.
Yeah.
Wow.
They did. I was wondering about that.
They did.
I thought he was a thug, goon, and a rapper.
Mm-hmm. But like, people do all these performances just to let you know that an album's coming out. Like, that's what we do now.
But hold that thought because we have so much to talk about and we are limited on time. So listen. All right. So with that being said, the shots are fired. So we have Cookie. So Cookie retaliates by bringing out Mother Walker doing the Lucius speech. Okay. What are you guys' thoughts on that? Just a simple question. Why can't Lucius release music while Jamal is in prison? What is the big deal?
I'm not sure about that either. I think she's more irritated because he's still coming for her with Angelo. Mm-hmm.
I think this whole episode, everything comes back down to feelings being hurt and taking aggression out and making decisions just based on how it's going to hurt the other person rather than actually stepping back and looking at the whole picture. So I don't think there's anything wrong with Lucius doing it, but I think that she's still mad at him.
So you think
if he would just let her live, they're just gonna butt heads
the whole time.
I think part of it is she's supposed to be head of A&R and take care of all the music stuff. So she feels like you are moving in on my area once again. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about that. You deal with the business side. Mm-hmm. I deal with the music. And to your point about
and went completely behind her back, I guess, too, with the whole album. So.
And, you know, the whole I'm going to one-up you. I'm going to two-up you. I got it because what Lucius did was low. But I felt like bringing Mother Walker out there.
That was a bit extreme. But I think the whole Angelo thing, like, he won't let her live. Yeah. Like, that's the part where she's like, okay, you keep pushing
and
it.
And I was underwhelmed with the bringing the mom out. I thought there would be more there because that's such a huge thing revealed. You said your mom was dead.
It definitely just got skimmed over too after that. Right.
It was weird.
I do feel like what Lucius did regarding bringing the music out, I felt like her reasoning for being upset, like, okay, yes, Jamal is in rehab. So what? Who cares? So like, is the company?
Did
so
we
would
stop?
So would right. so would Bad Boy stop because so Faith Evans puts out an album, but then the locks can't. I mean, what you're the goal, and the goal in the music business is you want to monopolize the top 10 Billboard. So if Lucius comes out with an album, okay, cool. So let him dominate Billboards or iTunes for 3-4 weeks while Jamal is getting what he needs to do, and so that you can monopolize, because the money and the music industry is all based off of like quarters. And so like, okay, let Lucius monopolize the first quarter. Then let
come out of rehab, market the show. But piggybacking off of that, mm-hmm. I think that it all kind of touched on what I was saying, where they're not making necessarily mm-hmm. business decisions, because yeah. that was the same thing with Lucius choosing Nessa mm-hmm. over Tiana. Well,
we're going to talk about that. But sorry. So Lucius retaliates by announcing during the press conference, rather than address the Mother Walker situation, mm-hmm. he goes over it, and then he co-signs for a mayor that's against Angelo, and then he's offering $300,000 to anyone who knows info regarding the incident.
Just fishing real hard.
Right. Like, this is 20 plus years ago, and now you're getting into politics, mm-hmm. Lucius?
The dubious mm-hmm. DeBose did have a ring to it. Dubious DeBose.
That was catchy. That was, yeah.
So there was three incidents. So this is the first incident where they both threw shots. So what's your take? Do you who won this battle? Do you think Cookie by bringing out Mother Walker, or do you think Lucius by going into the whole Angelo situation? Do you have a side that you want to take?
I still think Cookie bounced back because
at this point, yeah. because there was literally shots were fired three times. So this is the first one. So what's your take on the first?
Lucius definitely got this round yeah. because it affects more of a future. Mm-hmm. His whole situation is okay. more long term, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, before I saw the next scene when he offered the money, mm-hmm. I was like, people are going to come for the check. Mm-hmm. People are chasing right. the check all mm-hmm. day. So you can definitely get a few people that are going to vouch.
I will go with Cookie with this one simply because with the reveal of Mother Walker back, you know, Lucius potentially for a moment or two lose this street credibility because, you know, he said his mom was dead. So, you know, at some point he's going to have to answer that. So for this instance, Cookie wins this battle. Okay. So shots fired between Cookie and Lucius, number two. Let's go into Andre Hakeem first. Hakeem wants Tiana to be featured, the artist, on the next showcase, which naturally. Now they seem to have these concerts all the time. I'm not mad. It's cool. Cookie already approved, but Andre wants Nessa, obviously. So now Lucius walks in, and then he chooses Nessa to piss off Cookie. All right?
There's a couple of things that mm-hmm. were confusing. If it's a next showcase, mm-hmm. why would Tiana be performing? She's the crown jewel of the label. So mm-hmm. that, I mean, I got it, mm-hmm. but that thing was kind of off to me because if it's a show, when I hear the word yeah. next, I feel like that's mm-hmm. the up and the coming one. You know, so.
But I think that it was for her to headline to basically, she has an album coming out.
Yeah, to push. So I think it was. It's like a promo concert, like if an artist or something was coming out and they were to do.
No, I mean, I got it. Microsoft
Center.
I wanted it to be because it just mm-hmm. didn't line up to me.
Right.
You know.
With the title.
And then part two, to your point, with her album coming out, are she and Nessa coming out at the same time? Like, are their albums launching, it seems like, the same day or something
Does
like that? Because
Nessa haven't...
I didn't yeah, even hear any because, songs from Nessa's album, so, technically, except yeah, for that one
so
that she
I'm
did
like,
last.
I'm confused you know, there. If it's, you know, to push out her album sales, we don't have long leads anymore.
Well,
it's
no, like, back to Abigail's yeah. point that it was purely based off emotions why he chose Nessa.
If she has enough to perform, why isn't she coming out with an album?
Well,
there was just things that didn't add up there for
me. It did not, but I believe that Nessa does have material. And so as long as she has material where she can perform a song in front of the platform of the Empire mm-hmm. Extreme, then all you need is a single to push the streaming, which then would do the single, then the single on iTunes and Billboard. So all you need is one song. She doesn't necessarily have to have an album, right. especially in the hip-hop game where you would do a lot of singles to lead up to the big album.
Yeah. True.
So true. I get where they're going with the Nessa situation. So Hakeem and Andre are butting heads. So now
it's natural.
Mm-hmm. So now let's go forth. So shots fired too. So now we're at the showcase. Nessa She's ready to perform. She's got her mic.
Looking like a star. Yeah. Slinging
she was giving real Maya. Inches. Was she not giving you Maya with the little glitter sweats? Like old school?
You know, what did I think? I don't know. I was just
more
like, Leah look at the inches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Leah too. Yeah.
I felt like a Leah, are you that somebody video? Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So Nessa's ready to perform, and Cookie shows up. She shows up, she sits down, she's ready for whatever the point performance
the secondary
is.
Show.
I feel like I should know by now when that kind of stuff happens to expect something.
Some fireworks.
But I didn't. Yeah.
And so now Nessa is singing and then her mic is cut off. And then ta-da, Hakeem.
I loved that moment. Do your thing, Hakeem and Tiana. And
I love his hair too right now.
You know what I thought, though, actually, in watching that whole thing? They really should just make it a, like, Boys Mine, 2000s, whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that was the theme of the song, but just the three of them do the song together, and it works with the little animosity.
It did until the end.
Until it didn't.
So, just open discussion. So, now let's talk about this Nessa Tiana catfight. So, the performance...
I enjoyed the performance. Like I enjoyed.
Because if I was an audience member, I wouldn't have even known. I would have thought that's how it was supposed
to be planned,
and it actually worked out pretty well. And just where Exhibit was trying to storm, and Andre's like, "Chill, she's a professional. She knows how to handle it, and she did that. She handled it
until she
I don't
got.
Know how
all...
he knew the microphone came back on. He was standing there the whole time. How did he know when it came back on?
I'm just assuming that at that point. He's backstage making sure, like, Andre truly loves Nessa, and he's kind
of
like her manager now.
Of
like,
course,
Exhibit.
But I didn't see him leave.
But I would imagine with something like that going on, we don't need to literally see him. Like, he's doing what he needs to do to make sure that his woman is going to be on point at some point, because he kept coaching her from the side, like, you know, you got it. Just, you know, relax.
She looked, she wanted to flip somebody's wig at first, and she looked at him like,
But, I mean, she pulled it together. She handled it. And I also think, too, which we also have to keep in mind, is that Empire, well, until a certain point when they threw blows, but Empire's a business. So he knows that some of this controversy is good for business.
Right, right.
So, you know, don't get too upset. You know, embrace it.
Right.
Now, so then when they're going back and forth with the song, when Nessa's mic gets turned on, she's singing and they're dancing and doing the whole thing. Now, when the performance is over, when their backs was turned, that's when you felt that something was about to happen. What's your take on the fight? Who won and who was right?
See, that's where I'm torn. It's like, who won, but who really won? Mm-hmm. Because I think Nessa won the fist fight, but I think Tiana won in the public opinion, because... Mm-hmm. Nessa looks ratchet after this
Nessa
whole thing.
Just straight threw off the stage. Literally, there are rarely times when I'm like mouth open. Like, I was just like, what? She just straight threw her off the stage.
And
I
she got some
punches.
I thought
maybe a little bump. I thought maybe a little, you know, dynasty slap. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't expect her to straight throw off the stage and then jump off like, squat up. You know, but I was proud of Tiana. She was like.
She got some of the hair out.
Right.
I thought she was going to get beat down for a second.
I wasn't
a fan of the fight at all, actually.
You don't want to see two women out there
no,
like that.
No, I'm just, I mean, I get it. Like, make it good for business, but then the fighting part is just like, okay, it's going to end up on the blog sites. It's like. I don't know.
And Shine with a let them fight. Yeah. What? You can't be my,
They're from the streets. I get that part. I just wanted to see her continue. Like, she did so well professionally. I wanted to see her do that to the end.
Hands down for me, Tiana won not only the fight, but she won everything. So, yes, Nessa did throw her off the stage. But when you notice, when they were tumbling, Tiana was on top most of the time. Mm-hmm. So if she's on top most of the time as they're, you know, windmilling or doing whatever they're doing, she's probably getting in more of the hits.
Right.
And on top of that, she did pull the hair and she did slap her at least one good time. So I'm going to say the winner in this fight is Tiana. And then also, Tiana made a good point. You sabotage my dress.
Yeah.
In a couple episodes back.
Like, we're not going to let that die.
So, I'm not going to... Like, bitch, I ain't forgot what you did.
I mean, would you?
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't think
if
she's
you were
wrong
about to go on stage and I, like, lit fire to your dress, you'd be mad as hell.
I mean, she's
girl.
Lucky she just went on the stage and outperformed her.
Right.
And that was it. Because I would have done a whole lot more. I would have had some stuff dropping from the damn... I don't play that
violence.
But that's I think what they should have done is after the song's over, they should have done did a quick bow and then waved off the stage and left her there, left Nessa there on the stage to figure out what she was going to do and how she would handle it. Yeah. That would have been the appropriate thing to do. Like, if you're going to be petty, you got to go full.
All the way.
You have
right.
to go full 110 petty. And I don't. They should have. You know,
pushed that a little
yeah.
further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That part just felt weird. And then the whole phone call mm-hmm. after, and it was just like, okay, we're going to leave them to themselves. Mm-hmm. And it was just weird, that part.
We mentioned Andre and Exhibit. Just Shine. Excuse me. So. Shine has his own parking spot.
Shine looks scared. Let's just get to it.
Okay.
Shine looks scared.
He
knows.
He's not sure.
He's not an unstable man, yeah. too, conspiring to kill some. Like, that's scary.
You know, Andre is talking about killing his dad to Shine, and Shine's like, my army? My people? Like, right. I think he's
figuring it out. Andre is not...
Stable,
and Andre's not his friend.
He probably let it slide the first time, but then he confirmed it the second time.
With Inferno coming out, I feel like now Shine's like, well, let's just chill because this is actually a really good entrance for Nessa. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he's really down with the whole
killing Lucius thing right now.
Right, life's kind of working out for him.
He's got his company.
Yeah.
He's got the little place. He's making moves. Right. They're making money. He's like, I'm good for a second.
And Andre is saying it so. I don't know. He's saying it so nonchalantly.
When
like, they're
Lucius.
In the parking lot. He's talking in his outdoor voice about it. You know, it's not...
Right. In the parking lot of Empire. It's not like right. you're in a random place. It's not like...
Yeah. I don't know if Shine believes him, maybe. I don't...
No, I believe Shine
believes him. No, I think Shine believes him. He knows he's crazy. Yeah.
I think he's concerned.
I think the problem with Shine is a wankster. He's not like a real gangster type dude because, you know, he's one of those kind of people when he has his people around him, oh, he's tough and he's bad. He's bad about it. But remember when Andre stood up to him and was like, no, Dad, I got this. Like, he thought he was going to punk Andre and not realizing
right.
that, you know, don't get it twisted because I'm somebody in a suit. So I think Shine knows exactly who Andre is. And to be quite frankly, I think he's quite intimidated by him, which is why he's taken a back seat and he's let Andre manage Nessa. It's borderline, he's also simple-minded. All he wanted was a position at Empire, bragging rights. He's got his parking spot. He seems to be content.
He's
whatever.
Good. He is on cloud nine.
Look, he's not even possessive with Nessa anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Let her hit him.
Well, when you're afraid of your sister's man, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know.
So, what's your take? So, Andre seems like he truly is going to kill his dad, and Shine doesn't seem to want to have anything to do with it. Do you think by him incorporating Shine's goons, do you think that's going to hurt him, or do you think he should go and get his own goons?
I think he should go and get his own goons. Because you remember that one part where Lucius said something about family, and Shine was like, yeah, speaking of your family. Did you guys catch that?
Yeah.
No.
It was like speaking of your family, but then someone else walked in, and it just made me feel like he wanted to say something.
I'm sure he does, because he's probably a little shook. He doesn't know,
yeah.
you know, and he knows that Andre is bipolar, right. so.
Does he know?
I think he knows something's not right.
I'm sure Nessa told him, too.
I thought that he said something to him about it last season or whatever. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought when they had one of those altercations, he said something to him.
I think Shine is uneased because... Lucius is crazy, Cookie is crazy, and now the oldest son seems like he can't be...
He lost it.
Not that he lost it, but he's not somebody that you can F with. So between Cookie, Lucius, and now Andre, who's also a tough guy, and he also beat my ass, he's like, oh gosh, okay, you know, like, he's intimidated.
Right, and he's just gonna side with someone.
There's definitely no argument that he's intimidated.
Yeah. Okay, so shots fired between Cookie and Lucius, number three, the finale. All right, so before we get into that last one, Becky, Thurston, and Xavier. So,
Becky should have left. I keep telling y'all that they're not going to respect her. Mm-hmm. They're not going to give her her props. Mm-hmm. And she came so close. I felt so bad when Becky was sitting in the meeting smiling, thinking she was going to be announced as the A&R person.
But let's go back before that. So Thurston takes Becky with with him to do this whole business between trying to do the
Fat Rat's mama.
Yeah, for Bam Bam's mom, as well as he's also has a plan in motion, which he goes and pays the radio off, which eventually gets Javier fired. So Thurston is street hood. He's he can multitask. He can do a lot of things. I felt like Becky was just being a brat and not really understanding why she was there. Do you think she was in her feelings because did she think maybe her and Thurston was going to go on a romantic date together? Like, what's your thoughts on Becky and her reacting the way she did?
I think she wanted a breakdown of the game plan and not knowing that she was on a whole nother mission. I think that totally kind of distracted her in the sense of like, so you're not even worried about me at all. I thought you were going to help me.
This is just about some Lucius stuff, and I'm just rolling out with
here
you.
Here I am
shotgun.
Again, yeah. Being dragged in some Lucius mess. I'm just a stand-up girl. I hold it down.
But for the first time, I actually thought, this is why you haven't been promoted. This is why you're not doing what you want.
She's too whiny.
She whines. She's not really a take charge kind of person. Right. She also likes everything to be figured out for her. So it's like, why should you be running something? If you can't even do the basics yourself, then I don't really see why you should be in that position. I mean, I felt bad for her all the other episodes until this one. And then I was like, this girl needs to just stop whining. It was just annoying to
me. Even when Javier was like, if you show me in front of people again, I'll get you fired.
He didn't even say I'll get you fired. He said, I will fire you. And I was like, wait, can you do that?
Right. I was like...
Were you happy with Javier's, with his...
Dismissal? Or his dismissal?
Wait. I never liked him.
Excuse me, yeah.
I never liked him either, and this time he looks even more like hood, or he's trying. I don't know,
like with his gold chain and his hoodie. Yeah. It's like his the Brooklyn hipster look.
I just found it very weird that as he was being escorted out, and he's like, "Becky, you know me, vouch for me," and it was like, "I'm sorry, did you not just come for me the last meeting?"
But remember, he's been playing her this whole entire time. So what? I mean, obviously Becky wasn't going to vouch for him, but in your in that desperate moment in time, you're gonna grab for anything, and Becky's the only person that he can grab because he hasn't built any kind of relationship with anyone else.
But that's still stupid to me.
Yeah, it was
because
stupid.
Because you definitely, you messed that up a long time ago, over and over and over.
And going back to Shots Fired, too, between Lucius and Cookie, I'm team Cookie on this one. I thought it was brilliant that she decided to interject with bringing Hakeem and Tiana into the mix.
I don't think the performance would have been boring, but I think it brought extra flair for sure.
She's
not boring. She's cute, but I feel like that brought extra. That was the flair we needed.
So what's your thoughts on Boo Boo Kitty now as the A&R?
Can we just real quick her outfit was I think that might have been my favorite.
I loved it.
I thought it was funny
that she was hiding behind glass. Like, nobody saw. Who is he talking
about? She was like,
about?
Let me make my entrance.
But then she loved it.
She looked
incredible.
Really good. Yeah, really good.
A part of me is happy for her, kind of, because that's what supposedly she was promised and that's what she's been trying to do. But then I was like, I was happy that Cookie, you know, brought her own hot sauce bat, you know, and kind of was like...
Yeah, and we're going to get into that in just a second. There's a lot that we have to say about that one. What I think about Boo Boo Kitty as the A&R, well, Boo Boo Kitty did ask for the position back in 2016. It's been so long, I can't remember what episode it was. But she wanted the A&R position, so it's great for her.
I thought they gave her the A&R for Shine's company, though. So is that going to roll under? Or?
Yeah, but I think that was the initial thing. But because Cookie threw shots first, or debatable, you know, Lucius decided to up it, and then rather it
let
be
me put
Shine,
you in your place.
Let me, you know, so let me up you one.
I do think it was a bit much the introduction to her position.
Right, it's like everyone knows who she
the
is.
The words, those
the DNA.
Words.
So, so when he makes a dramatic speech about announcing the new A&R, he said, this lady is my biggest critic. She's the greatest ally. She's a mother for many years. She has been my muse. She is the DNA of this company. All right, so now let's go. First of all, when he was saying all this, did you guys think that he was going to announce Cookie's name?
No.
I never thought so either.
I knew. But I was
I didn't think it was Cookie. I didn't think it was Becky either.
But I didn't think it was her, which was weird. I forgot all about her at that moment because I was like...
I wasn't surprised, but I was just like, okay. To me, you using those words, I feel like I know why you heard Cookie, but...
Yeah. So, Cookie decides to come in with this bat.
With hot sauce.
So I'm just gonna mention a couple things and then I'm just gonna let you go. First album that went gold 6 months before I went to prison. Whose DNA is on that?
Woo!
Lucia says, you nothing but a hood rat. Okay, bitch, let's play. Was in prison when the first song was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I sent tapes back and forth making sure your songs was on point before releasing a new album. I gave you three sons, bitch. Follow me, I'll show you DNA. Now you die, Lucia says. And then Cookie says something about this album is when you stopped visiting me in prison. It was your first whack album.
They said it was whack. I remember that. So you're like, see, you needed me. Talk about Muse.
So, go. I have a lot to say.
Facts only. Go ahead, Cookie. I wasn't mad at her. Because I feel like that's something. 17 years? Do you know how long 17 years is? That's a long time. Right. And she's right. He built the company off her back. He distanced himself from her. And, you know, all of this because you're hurt, because she's with Angelo.
I think it was the words more so. Do you think if he wouldn't have said all of that, she would have taken it that far?
She still would have been mad.
She would have been mad, but do you think she would have taken it that far?
Words can really hurt people. They really can.
Because that was deep. That was like to the core right there, the things he was saying.
And it's not even, I don't even think it's a business thing at this point. This is just a relationship. Like, I can't imagine someone that I cared about.
Absolutely.
Whether you're over them, whether you're seeing someone new or not, like, there's certain things you don't say to someone because you know they're going to tear them apart.
The mother of your three kids.
And at the end of the day, they battle all the time, but when it's time to bat for one another, they do that.
Yes.
They throw everything down, they bat for each other. So I think that was like foul play on a whole nother level.
You just mentioned something. You said that there are some things that you should not bring into a situation. So now, I was team Cookie for the other little cute incidents, but Cookie was flat out wrong. It was cute that she did the whole bat situation. You know, that would definitely secure her Emmy nomination because it was a great dramatic scene. But let's really talk about this. So, Lucius wanted to release an album, okay, while Jamal's in jail. Already said, so what, who cares? So, you want to now throw shots fired. So, now you decide to take the music out of it, and then you decide to put Lucius's mother Walker, who you know is not right, all there. There's no telling what she was going to do on stage. You went beyond personal. You brought family into a business music situation, right? So now, being that Cookie, you are petty and your husband's petty. You guys are gangsters. Y'all kill people, okay? So what make you think that your husband, the man that you marry, is not going to go further than what you did by bringing his mother out on stage and revealing this huge secret?
But
you know what? Lucius doesn't care, and for that, Cookie was flat out wrong. She did that whole dramatic thing and she beat him with a bat, but the reality is this was all your fault because you were upset because Lucius was trying to expand the business while your child was in rehab. So is the company just supposed to stop and go dead because
I'm not
of that?
Mad that little mean, kitty got I think the money.
I'm talking about how he announced it. Because Jamal was in rehab too, he didn't have to worry about the
show. I understand
where you're coming
from.
I know, I totally get it. But right now, this is personal. This isn't. We're not even talking about business. Like, they've always drawn the line at a certain point. They've drawn the line, and like even at the end of the scene when they were like kissing each other, they love each other. Like, they, as much as they hate each other, like, you can only hate someone as much as you love them.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was like, don't do it, girl. Don't.
No.
I was so happy she pulled away and walked away.
Me too. But you can tell, even at that moment, after all those hurtful things were said and the hurtful things were done.
You can still tell they're both very broken, too.
Yes. It's just,
I'm not mad at the Boo Boo Kitty, him giving it to Boo Boo Kitty. I'm mad at how he presented it. It's the presentation of the matter. Well, like, won that. Shots fired. You gave it to Boo Boo Kitty. Cool. But it was how he did it.
I don't think he's ever really going to appreciate what she How can anyone appreciate 17 years if they haven't spent that there?
And I will, man. I'm going to jump on.
Talk about it.
I'm going to jump on Team Cookie side for a second, because there was a point that she mentioned of how when you stopped seeing me in prison is when your albums started to become whack.
You needed
me. So Cookie is very instrumental in why he became the king of rap, which is why he wants his throne back. So he wants his throne back. And let's say, I'm going to say that he probably lost his throne when Cookie was in jail because he thought he didn't eat Cookie, yeah. And therefore he lost his throne. And so now that he's seeing his son and is seeing that his sons are now becoming successful, he misses it. And now he's trying to prove to Cookie something that he really
can't prove.
That he can't prove.
You can't prove, because you still need her.
But I'm back on Lucia's side now.
He still needs her, though, at the end of the day, if he's trying to be an artist.
So, anything... Okay, so the kiss... Do you what's
first
your take?
Of all, it was weird.
Yeah,
that was a weird kid. It was like they looked awkward. Old. They, for the first time, I was like, they look like old people. Like it was like, it was weird.
Oh, you gotta be quicker than that.
It was a lot of like jaw. I don't know. It wasn't a lot of lip.
Man,
action.
he was probably in shock. You know, yeah. She did beat him in the head with the.
I wasn't surprised about that. Violent passions, whatever. Yeah. You know, but you they looked gross.
Did you think it was going to go further, or did you think no?
I was hoping it didn't, because at the end of the day, there's no resolution.
Right.
Like, there was still no resolution.
But
like,
when she says she's done with him, I'm like, how many times have we heard this? I'm really hoping she's done.
I do think...
It's hard to be done when you're attached to somebody that.
I do think that she's done with him romantically for a while, at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think when it comes to their children... So now let's go into Jamal is in rehab.
He is in Hogwarts. That's what that looked like. Straight Hogwarts.
So much was funny about this to me.
He and Tori Ash.
Yeah. Just the whole thing was funny.
She was going in.
One of the things that I liked about this is, you know, when they were at rehab, you know, they were fighting and going back and forth. Well, before I say that, what's your take on this Tori Ash girl? What's your take on her? Played by Rumor Willis.
I like her. Mm-hmm. I think she's cheesy, though, a little. The whole thing about rehab with this whole situation was kind of cheesy to me, but I think that she's going to be a staple in the show for a while.
It reminded me of season one when Andre went, not to rehab, but he went to church and found Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, obviously Jamal's not going to fall in love, but...
They're going to be buddies.
Yeah, and I was just kind of like, okay, so is she some Lindsay Brittany mix?
Because
they talked
savage.
About her stripping at Fenway Park and ODing on heroin, and she was tearing into Cookie and Lucius as soon as they hit the door.
That was aggressive.
And I'm like, did they know each other? I mean, I know, because you know, obviously, their music industry, the Lions at this pedigree or whatever. I'm like, but why is she? I know she probably heard stories from Jamal, but that's awfully aggressive.
You know what, though?
It seemed really personal.
And I feel like now thinking back, listening to you hear it, because when Lucius and Cookie went to the studio, I was like, why is she always on 10? Why is she always, can she just be on maybe a 7? She doesn't have to tear in, but I feel like that's how Tori is, too. So I feel like it's almost a mirrored reflection of. Mm-hmm. Cookie's attitude.
That's a good point. So Jamal says that he has a song on his heart and that he needs to get out and he needs to do the song. Is that an excuse to get out of rehab? And number two, do you guys really think he's clean?
It's only been 2 weeks.
Right. I don't know how many weeks
we don't know how long it's been.
I thought he said 2 weeks.
Maybe two
more weeks till he got out.
Well, oh, yeah. I was like...
Because he was like, you know, the first week was this, and so he was kind of explaining the experience.
Well,
but yeah, I think he does have 2 weeks left. So do you think he's clean?
Is Cookie, I want to believe
I think he's clean at
reason.
The moment, but... You know, it's a different thing once you get out there and your day-to-day interactions and dealing with these people. When you're, isolated from the real world, it's a different thing. I do think that music helps him to get through these things. I know why it might... obviously the rehab counselor or whatever was like, no. And I understand because you're just supposed to focus on your healing and getting better. But I think for him, it is very therapeutic. And considering they mentioned that Tori hasn't performed in forever, put out any music, I'm sure that their connection is going to be huge. Because remember, somebody saw him on Snapchat. That's how they found him.
So then it seems also weird that for someone who hasn't performed in a long time to just... come into the studio and sing, but I'm not gonna be petty about that.
But also, like, storyline wise, I mean, I feel like they keep trying to press on us. are you good? Are you sure? Like how Cookie is constantly asking him. I almost feel like they want us to feel like it's not over.
Yeah. I feel like, well,
it's ahead. Almost the tone.
I just think it was overly pushy. I agree. Yeah. It's like, how many times are we going to ask if the boy's on something?
Because like, now we don't think we don't think he's ready. Like, now but you're making us feel like he's not ready.
I do agree with Lucius. I do think that Cookie wants him out just so that he can focus on music. And I think that both the parents need to understand that, first of all, you threw the child in a trash can when he was a kid. He got shot. You know, his dad never liked him until
PTSD.
His dad never liked him probably until
now.
Recently.
now that he's making money.
And when Cookie and Lucius were arguing and rehab, when you were watching him, he seemed like he was losing it.
Yeah.
So
he wanted to go grab
a
pill.
That's a trigger.
Yeah,
it's a trigger.
I definitely agree with that. I think that's something we'll look out for.
Yeah. And then Cookie and Lucia stopped fighting to become mom and dad, husband and wife, when they realized that Jamal was missing. Now, you want to talk about wardrobe.
That wasn't even
Cookie's wardrobe. She had the fur coat. She had the white top.
I wasn't a fan of one of them outfits,
and I can't remember. It was the pants that had like the little tchotchkes.
When they went to on the mission to look for Jamal, that wardrobe was like, okay, wow.
Oh, that was after the next.
That's the same one when she was with Jamal later and sat on his couch and was talking.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty dope.
I like the fur. I like the fur. And I like the white.
But again, Cookie and Lucius, they're fighting, but when it comes to their children, they totally know how to forget.
But how long does that last? Because they all came to the rehab to see how he was, and then they start arguing about why he's there, because Lucius is like...
Yes, and then they were back at each other's odds, but then once they realized that Jamal was missing,
boom,
the two killers basically went and got their people. They went and got D-Major. They hemmed him up to try to find out where he was. And then the poor boy who was... they got...
That's cereal.
There was Portia. There was Portia.
Oh, Portia got snapped on.
Portia got snapped on.
She was out of line. He might be doing crack in the crack house. Come on, Portia.
Then there was the poor man eating cereal in the studio.
Okay, when that happened, I was just felt so bad for him because I really just felt that cereal being thrown
out. I felt bad, but then I didn't feel bad because you lied. You still lied and said you didn't see him, so you needed to get shoved in milk all over. Stop playing. Where my son at?
So, the simple song, what did you guys think? So, they weren't doing drugs. Obviously, they were singing the song. What did you guys think?
I liked the song.
I liked it. It felt formulatic. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It felt like a formula, like kind of cookie cutter in a way, but I still appreciated it. Mm-hmm. I just felt like it was something I'd heard before.
A little. It sounds familiar, but then again, we can always say a song of inspiration and pushing through kind of sounds.
I'm not sold on him needing to, you know, because he wants to sing now, he needs to get out of rehab. You also noticed that at the very end of the episode, when Cookie was supposed to take him home, while Cookie and Lucius was... having their finale with the bag and kissing and making up and leave. Jamal was at Cookie's house playing the piano. So technically, he didn't go back to rehab. I'm just not sold on this whole thing about how, you know, because you want to sing now, all of a sudden you need to come out. You need to say yes to rehab.
Is he not
rehab.
Going back?
I don't know. That's a good question.
On that point, too, when they're like, no, there's no music in rehab, then why were they singing in the room that has the great acoustics? Like, I know
everybody heard that.
You can't record.
You can't. Right.
There's no type of devices or anything, but they could sing all they want.
But
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Then do that for a little
while. That's exactly what
like,
I think.
Write some music.
Yeah.
Plan it out.
I was
record later.
The song I thought was cool, but I thought it would have been better if Rumor was singing by herself.
Oh, we can't take Bam's input on that because Bam is anti Jamal.
Oh, wow.
Bam don't mess with Jamal, so
he said X him out.
look. He's like,
I mean, do I need to break it down? Can you at least?
I actually enjoyed his voice on this song because it wasn't falsetto.
It wasn't pitchy.
Yeah.
It was still a bit high.
I enjoyed that.
It was still a bit
high. I feel like I could sing it now.
Use your low register, especially when Rumor, she's not a soprano. She has a lower voice. So
yeah, she does. Kind of
she,
so,
she was covering Brian's voice.
So
yeah.
You need to. Oh.
Uh-oh.
So you need to. Anyway,
I think I was on Bam's side.
Anyway, I'm not. Yeah, so the final thing, and I know we have to wrap up. The final thing.
Sip tea.
Oh, two things. How soon do you think before Cookie beats down Tori, because she tried her twice?
Oh, she's going to snatch her wig at some point.
Yeah.
She's going to snatch her wig.
She's asking for it, too, though. Yeah. Like, she wants that,
She does. She wants a fight.
Yeah, she does. Okay,
she wants a reason to hit her, I think.
Last thing, and then we're going to wrap up. So, Tariq, Bam Bam, Lucius, and Thurston. So, Lucius gets Bam Bam not to testify, and so Tariq is now on paid leave. He's dismissed from the case.
Good.
Now, y'all know that's not. What do you think? Open discussion. What do you think?
I was wondering if he was going to do, like, some hood shit, but then I was like, he's not really about that, is he?
No. He's obsessed,
I'm like,
though.
The storyline is now the story. Where's
so
the story
So now I think
go?
He's going to take it into his own hands and some illegal stuff's going
to
happen.
Yeah, he's going to be watching and trying to set something up to make it go
legal.
That's
just boring. Like,
it is. I'm
I don't think it's boring only because with him not having to necessarily play by the rules, being that his brother Lucius has pretty much did everything by the book to make sure that this doesn't happen, now he has to get his hands dirty.
Yeah.
And
he and
Lucius are brothers.
He got it in him.
And he looks up to Lucius.
And he's got some hood-ish ways in him. So I actually like that he's not going to play by the rules now. Because
I just
now,
hope it's worth it.
I like that his supervisors know, you know, that
they're related.
That they're related and that he has an agenda.
But even if he gets his hands dirty, based on that knowledge, is there a lot that he can use?
Yes,
if
absolutely.
If he gets the right information or the right thing, you know.
Well, one of the things that he has Mother. I mean, he has so many resources. He has Mother Walker. Now shots are fired. So now will Cookie go back? Like, there's so many things that
could
we
happen.
Can go. We
there's so many avenues they can take.
We can discuss that in predictions, but just really quickly, it's been announced that in addition to Rumor Willis, who has a reoccurring role, her mom Demi Moore will be coming in toward the tail end of the season. Nia Long will be coming in, which if you saw the preview, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Because it seems like she's taking over the A&R position over Boo Boo Kitty.
They're trying to open a club in Vegas or something like that. So it's gonna be. Okay.
And then,
wait, didn't we see Angelo getting punched out or something? Wasn't that in the trailer?
Who
was getting socked out? That was tied up on a chair.
I don't know what that is.
Was that in a dream?
No, I saw it.
Eva Longoria is also coming, and then Felicia Rashad will be back. So, really quickly, let's go into predictions so we can wrap.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think that everything's going to get only more interesting. I think this episode was, now that we've kind of went over it again, I was telling you earlier, I was like, I was a little underwhelmed by it, but I think it's going to pick up a lot.
Really? You were underwhelmed?
The setup.
Not underwhelmed, but just, some of the things weren't as exciting for me as I expected. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's going to be a lot more drama, obviously. And I'm interested to see what is going to happen with, surprisingly enough, Tiana and Hakeem.
Mm-hmm. I feel that I really want to know what's going to happen to the point where Angelo's mom is like, I'm going to make the Lions pay. Something happens to the point where Lucius is not giving up firing shots at Angelo, and I'm wondering how that's really going to affect his relationship with Cookie, Angelo's relationship with Cookie.
I'm curious to see what's going to go down between Cookie and, I don't know what Nia's character's name is, and Boo Boo Kitty, because Boo Boo Kitty is still his wife, but obviously he and something's heating up with him and Nia rekindling the past, and, you know, Cookie and Nia coming out against each other.
That's going to
be interesting.
Well, speaking of that, just in my notes, I have Nia Long's character. Boo Boo Kitty and Cookie may have to join forces to take her down. Because
that's a good thought.
Did they do that once before? Like, they were kind of friendly?
I liked it when they were friends.
Yeah, I liked when they worked together.
But this Nia Long character seems, first of all, she's vicious. She's messing. She seems to be in a relationship with Lucius, while Lucius is technically married to Savis behind, which he clearly doesn't care what's going on. So, this is why I think this is going to become good, because with Lucius messing with Nia Long while he's married to Boo Boo Kitty, you got nosy Tariq who's eating sardines and cereal in his studio apartment.
With no milk.
Right.
With no job to go to.
Yeah. And then I wonder, will Will Demi Moore's character, will she be related to Rumor? They are mother and daughter. So I'm just curious to see where this character is coming. They did say at the screening that I attended that Demi will come in on the finale.
She's coming in on the finale. And she plays a nurse.
And she's going to do something that's going to bring it into season four.
She's playing a nurse when someone's going back to the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. And then my final thing is with the rehab, I believe that Jamal will be out because I know that the Philip character and D Major's character have more stuff. And Philip character, played by Juan Antonio, he'll probably be here next week. So,
make sure you check that out.
So he, there has to be more. So if he's in rehab, there's no point of at least Philip character.
Then
we don't need D Major because he's not working with Hakeem. Right. So that's why I feel like he's going to get out and, we'll see. But, I think great episode. Yeah. It's great to be back. Thank you guys for tuning in. Let everyone know where you guys can be found on social media before we wrap.
Thanks guys for joining us tonight. You can find me on all social media at Abigail Frere.
B stays busy. I'm Robin with the B signing out.
I'm Jill Monroe. You can find me everywhere at Stiletto Jill.
And you can find me on all social media at Bam Erickson. Thank you guys for tuning in to Empire for AfterBuzz TV Season 3. We will see you guys next week. Thank you for watching and listening.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.